Patient's name is Keisha Pruitt, first name K-E-S-H-A, last name P-R-U-I-T-T, date of birth is 9/2/1987, date of service is 5/31/2022. History of present illness is 34-year-old female, presents to the clinic accompanied by her mom. Patient states that she has some left breast pain after striking her left breast against the wall over the weekend, but mom wanted her brought in because she's been complaining of some lower back pain and wanted her evaluated for possible UTI. Allergies to Wellbutrin and Bactrim. Current medications was discussed with mom, was placed in chart. Medical history, hypertension, seizure, GERD, DVT, migraines, anxiety, and DVT. Surgical history was discussed with mom, placed in chart. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 145 over 88, heart rate 91, respiratory 16, temp 98.2, O2 is 96, and she weighs 329.6 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, morbidly obese, H-E-E-N-T. Her mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, night negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. She states she has some point tenderness to that left breast area. However, she doesn't have any erythema, no contusions, bruising noted to that area. Respirations are even on labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound signs 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4. Gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. In fact, she states that her pain is on mid-thoracic area. She doesn't have any lumbar pain, denies any flank pain, costovertebral pain. Assessment and plan, number one, left breast pain. Patient will take Tylenol over the counter for the pain. Unfortunately, since she's being treated for a DVT and on blood thinning medication, she cannot take any Motrin. We did try to have her go to the restroom and leave a UA sample, but she was not able to. Mom states that after her next appointment today, if she can swing back by, maybe they'll try to get her to leave a sample so we can do a urinalysis and evaluate for a UTI. But patient doesn't have any of those symptoms, and with her having the thoracic back pain and not the lower back pain or CBA tenderness, I don't suspect that she does have a UTI at this time. Mom also wanted patient to have her labs drawn that the neurologist did order, but unfortunately, one of those labs we cannot draw in the offices. We do not have the means to draw and transport it. So we did give her directions for a Quest lab locally so she can take her to get it drawn at that facility. The mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions, and she has none at this time.